From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A rally on the U.S. market today appears to be erasing nearly 2 weeks of losses, with stocks hovering around the 250 mark for much of the day. From New York, NPR's Jim Zaroli's been tracking the numbers. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Apparently, there are several factors contributing to the surge we've been seeing today, right?
Yeah, I think there were strong auto sales. The big three American automakers reported strong sales for November. We had a good report about manufacturing in China, which is kind of a barometer of economic activity, and also a pretty strong unemployment report from ADP Employer Services, really one of the best since the start of the financial crisis.
Well, do analysts feel we are likely to keep seeing gains through Friday when the monthly employment report comes out?
Well, I think they feel that I think it's safe to say there's a lot more confidence on the part of investors right now that the economy is not just really trudging along. We're seeing some really more and more solid signs of growth. There are obviously worrisome things as well, such as the debt crisis in Europe, which is kind of hanging over the markets right now. But basically today, at least the news has been good.
Okay, thanks, Jim. NPR's Jim Zaroli reporting from New York. Two senators, Democrat Kent Conrad and Republican Judd Gregg, are endorsing a new cost-cutting plan submitted by the co-chairman of a bipartisan presidential commission working on the budget deficit. The panel's considering raising the Social Security retirement age as well as cutting spending, including Medicare. Embassy cables released by the whistleblowing group WikiLeaks over the weekend reveal that diplomats from Washington, London, and Moscow all shared a much more intense fear about Pakistan's nuclear material falling into the hands of terrorists than previously thought. They also worried about a nuclear exchange between Pakistan and India. NPR's Julie McCarthy has more on the latest group of documents spotlighting Pakistan.
The classified diplomatic cables expose a deep concern that Islamist militants could gain access to Pakistan's fissile material. American Ambassador Ann Patterson, who just left her post last month, wrote that our major concern is the chance someone working in a Pakistan facility could gradually smuggle enough material out to eventually make a weapon. A Russian diplomat shared concerns that, quote, Islamists are not only seeking power but also trying to get their hands on nuclear material. President Asif Ali Zardari himself underscored the widespread anxiety about the weakness of his government. Zardari told Vice President Joe Biden that he worried that Pakistan's military or intelligence agency might, quote, take him out. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is said to have been astonished that Zardari is still in power. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Dow's up 250. This is NPR. Interpol has put Julian Assange, the founder of the whistleblowing group WikiLeaks, on its most wanted list. An alert is out for Assange's arrest in connection with alleged sex crimes in Sweden. Assange's lawyer says his client is being persecuted in the wake of the numerous amounts of secret documents made public on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and in the diplomatic world. Meanwhile, WikiLeaks says its website's been dumped by Amazon.com servers a day after congressional staffers reportedly inquired about Amazon.com's relationship with WikiLeaks. It has been 55 years since an Alabama seamstress refused to give up her seat on a bus, launching a critical movement in American history. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on the anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott.
On December 1, 1955, Rosa Parks was on her way home from work when a bus driver asked her to give up her seat to a white man. She refused, was arrested, and taken to the city jail. A tiny headline buried on page 9 of the Montgomery Advertiser the next morning read, "Negro jailed here for overlooking bus segregation." Her arrest led local blacks to boycott city buses for more than a year. The movement drew national attention to the fight against segregation and a local minister named Martin Luther King Jr. The legal fight from Montgomery made it to the U.S. Supreme Court, which held segregated public transportation unconstitutional. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Moments ago from the White House, President Obama said he was confident a deal could be reached in resolving the tax cut debate between Republicans and most Democrats. He spoke during a meeting with former Secretary of State Colin Powell. This is NPR News.